Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, where you learn what you need to know about how the world wants to work. And now your host, coworking space owner and trend expert, Jamie Russo.
Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast. This is your host, Jamie Russo. This episode is brought to you by my masterclass, 3 behind-the-scenes secrets to opening a successful coworking space. If you are working on starting a coworking space, I want to share 3 decisions that I have seen successful operators make when they're designing their coworking business. This masterclass is totally free. It'll be an hour, including Q&A time. If you'd like to join me, please register at www.everythingcoworking.com/masterclass. I also want to congratulate the new members of Community Manager University. We recently welcomed several new and seasoned community managers that have joined our program to learn, grow, and connect. If you would like to learn more about investing in your team to help them contribute more deeply to the business and to help them love their job even more than they do today, you can learn more at www.everythingcoworking.com/community managers. I have 2 very special guests for you today. And if you need a little pick-me-up, this is going to be it. So Faith and Carrie are with me. And they are Office Evolution franchisees in the Houston Energy Corridor. And they went in search of a family business that involved real estate and found co-working and found Office Evolution. And they could not be more positive, more lovely, and more committed to enjoying being a part of the same family and working together. And talking to them was just, I said, you guys are just like sunshine and rainbows. They just opened on June 15th in Houston during a pandemic. Can you imagine? Many of you can, because you might be in a similar boat or just managing through this time. But they opened their doors on June 15th. That was they're calling it a soft opening. They have not yet been able to throw their grand opening party. So they all come from a more corporate background and are bringing those superpowers to the co-working business. And we talk through their story and the experience they've had so far and what kind of keeps them optimistic during this challenge. So I think you're really going to enjoy this conversation. Okay, so welcome, Faith and Carrie. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I am really looking forward to hearing your story. And first, I have to say thank you for joining me, because I'm not sure very many other folks in your situation would have agreed to an interview. You just opened June 15th in the middle of a pandemic and in the middle of particularly probably a little bit sensitive in Houston, the civil unrest, and a really challenging time kind of for our country. And you're in the middle of it and just opened your co-working space. Do you call it a business center? How do you refer to it?
Yeah, a business center.
Yeah, with Office Evolution in Houston. So welcome and thank you for agreeing to share your story. We love to hear people's stories, even if they're just getting started. And so we might have to have you back when you have, you know, more success stories to share. Yeah. But so you're Office Evolution franchisees and you're in Houston. I have your website in the Houston Energy Corridor. So we'll talk more about kind of your location and all the good things. But tell us about you. And so it's a family business, your co-owners. So Carrie is sister-in-law to Faith's husband, Johnny. Did I get that right?
Well, no.
Not quite.
Oh no. Wait, okay. Correct me.
We're sister-in-laws. I am married to her brother.
Yes. Oh, okay. Got it. Johnny's not involved in the, yeah. Okay. Got it. but a family business. So we'll talk a little bit about that later, and we don't have to, you know, dive into too many inside family notes, but would love to hear. It's not super common. No. So we'd love to talk about kind of how that works. But tell us about you and your background and how you found, you know, co-working / office evolution / business center, and yeah, how you got into the industry.
All right. Carrie, go first.
Okay. Okay. So actually my background is in energy, oil and gas. So I've been in the oil and gas industry, of course, being in Houston, for the last 18 years for major oil and gas operators. And half of my time in oil and gas was based in the finance sector of the business. Okay. The second portion was in contracts and procurement. Okay. So global supply chain type of industry. So that's my professional background. Went to Xavier University of Louisiana in New Orleans, and then have my master's at Texas A&M University, College Station. And so that's my professional background. But ways that we found Office Evolution, it was kind of a long story, but all in all, my brother and I were just trying to find a way to build a business for our families to, you know, change the trajectory, the financial trajectory of our families. And we started research. We had an interest in real estate. And we just started researching on the internet, what are some good businesses to get into that deal with real estate? So real estate, along with the changing industry of the shared society, yeah, whether it be shared driving with Uber or yeah, sharing your house with Airbnb, how about sharing an office with another business? So that's kind of how we came up on looking at the shared office space. Thanks.
All right. I was in healthcare for 15 years before this business venture. I worked for two major hospitals in the Texas Medical Center. And when I left healthcare over a year ago, I was mainly over clinical research and education operations. So wore many hats, which definitely prepared me for this opportunity. And I learned about Office Evolution and this franchise through Carrie and my husband. It was, they actually mentioned it over Thanksgiving dinner 2 years ago, and how they found this amazing franchise and really wanted us, when I say us, myself and then, Carrie's husband, to kind of, you know, research it with them. What did we think? And really wanted to bring us to Discovery Day, bring us into this fold together so we could do this venture as a family.
So are you both still employed, or are you all in on the new venture?
I'm all in.
Okay.
I want to be all in.
Give it some time.
Yes.
Wait for the second location.
Yes. At least closer to it. Yeah.
So I'm here at the business center most days. Most days. Yeah.
And so right now I am focusing on the either finances or things that I can do remotely for the business. I currently still do have my full-time role and still in the oil industry. But like you mentioned, we do have projections of opening our second location. And because of the things that we've learned and the time that it takes to really make this space what we want it to be, it will take a lot more manpower. So hopefully I can be in there full time next time.
Good. I love it. Well, it's a journey. And I would just, the interview I had just before this, I mean, she just had such a great story of kind of this lifelong passion to do business, shared workspace, and kind of her, you know, she, you know, I don't know, she might've been 20 years into sort of getting to where she is today. And she also has had other roles and other jobs. And sometimes it's nice to kind of, you know, ease your way into it and learn the business, because you're both new entrepreneurs. Yes. So you come with like this amazing corporate background that I think has prepared you, you know, I'm sure in many ways, and the finance hat. And Faith, do you have like, do you wear like a marketing hat or an operations hat? How do you split the hats among the team?
Yes, absolutely. And you, yes, being in corporate America has definitely prepared us to be in business for ourselves. We do, all four of us bring different skill sets. I mean, it's amazing how transferable our skill sets are. Me coming from more of the operations, budgets and people management background. You know, Carrie is everything financial.
She gets all the numbers good.
Yeah, and she's a social media guru.
Good. You get a little right brain, left brain going with the creative. Yeah.
True. And then Johnny, my husband, we call him Mr. IT. If something
goes perfect. I feel like you couldn't have recruited a better mix. Yeah.
I know.
Okay, good.
And then and Johnny's also project management. So he's used to really hands-on with the construction side of it. And then Carrie, which is Carrie's husband, they're both named Carrie. I don't know if that came up. No.
Okay, great.
I was supposed to mention that, but
that's hilarious. Okay, got it.
Different spellings, same name. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I might say girl Carrie and boy Carrie.
Okay.
But boy Carrie is all in the marketing, and he's really a people person, just, you know, just really good at that. So yeah, all four of us bring great skill sets to the business.
You guys, I love this. I can't wait to hear what conversation around the Thanksgiving dinner table looks like this year. Totally different. You're on your way. Yes. So, so you found co-working kind of through research and shared economy trend. What was it about Office Evolution kind of in particular that drew you in? And you said, this is the brand for us.
So, what's that you say?
No, go ahead.
We really just kind of have our own thoughts about Office Evolution. Again, what I found in myself through this whole process is what my drive has been behind wanting to do, wanting to be an entrepreneur. And it's really a family kind of drive. I want to spend more time with my family. I like working with my family. My family are my friends. So I like hanging out with them. It's fun to be around them. So, and Office Evolution has that Ohana, which is family.
I love that. Yeah.
So it was almost a no-brainer since that was my drive, the whole family thing, the whole, you know, being around family.
It just
with
spoke
family.
To you.
It just spoke to me. So that's really how my vision came along with wanting to be a part of the OE Ohana.
Yeah. And for me, it was at Discovery Day at Office Evolution. They spoke a lot about culture and they live it. I mean, it's been awesome to be a part of Office Evolution. I mean, they are with you every step of the way. I mean, from finding a location to construction and even just operations, just day-to-day operations. There's always somebody to reach out to. It's just great to be supported. And I know several other franchises aren't as hands-on, but Office Evolution, you definitely feel like a team and of course a family member.
Yeah, I love that. Starting a co-working space is not simple. You guys bring your hats and it's, you know, a lot of transferable skills, but you've still never probably run a construction project before or maybe you have, but it's a lot of new things that you encounter and a lot of areas to make mistakes, right? And to kind of, you know, put some holes in the business model. So having that support along the way, I think is tremendous. It's a simple model to explain, like once you're up and running, but to get there are a lot of things you have to do right to get the business designed the right way to be successful. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, like I said, every question or any kind of hurdle that we had to overcome, Office Evolution was there.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love it. And this is not an Office Evolution commercial, but I was just get curious about your perspective.
We're proud. part of the Ohana's, though.
I also love their is it Dreamers and Doers campaign, the t-shirts and
Doers and Risk Takers.
Okay, totally. Yes. Yeah, I love that. And right, you guys are doing that as a family. And but I also kind of like you're sort of managing your risk. You're, you know, some of you are still. So Carrie is Boy Carrie still employed also?
So Boy Carrie is employed, but with our other family business.
Oh boy. So. Okay.
So it's an all around family affair, but yeah. You're right. It's we're, you know, mitigating some of our risk, you know, staggering how we, you know, really get into our full-time entrepreneurship.
Yeah. We love to kind of dive in headfirst into things, but I mm-hmm. think, I almost think people, you know, there's some sort of like the entrepreneurial dream of just like, quit the corporate job and dive right in. But thank goodness, you know, you guys just opened your business on June 15th. And who would have guessed when you signed that lease and, you know, took your bank loans or however, you that you would be opening during a global pandemic. And so some of you still have other sources of income, which is probably helping you sleep a little better at night. So yeah, well, so let's talk about you're opening in a pretty unusual environment. How are you guys feeling? What's your mindset right now? Who wants to go first? Yeah.
I mean, we're pretty positive about everything from a business perspective that's going on. We still have a positive outlook despite the devastation that's happening. You know, because it's our frame of mind is like challenges can bring opportunities. I mean, opportunities to think different, opportunities to do things differently, push you out your comfort zone. So it's just challenging us and it's just changing our mindset. We were coming into Office Evolution, maybe our marketing campaign or operations were going to be run one way. But like us all in business or in life, the pandemic has made us change those thoughts. And sometimes it's improving the processes maybe we wouldn't have if it, you know, wasn't for the pandemic. We would have just been in the same old rut and not taking a step back to see how can we be more efficient? How can we just improve the way we are running our business? So the pandemic definitely keeps us on our toes from that perspective. Yeah.
Well, and you're in Texas, which has been kind of a, yeah. You know, I'm in California. I had a trip scheduled to see my parents in New York. We just got on the list of not allowed in the state.
You sure
so
did.
Proud of that. But it's hard. I mean, even I yesterday had that moment of, you know, I said to my husband, I was like, I just feel, I am very positive and very optimistic overall. But yeah, it's hard to be a business owner sometimes where you just feel like you've been hit by a wall that, you know, you can't control and you have to kind of, I have to constantly be thinking longer term. Don't think about today. Yes. Think about, you know, next month. And I you know, coach people a lot on that who are opening spaces. I say, look, this is, you're going to, you know, and Carrie, you know, sort of with the financial hat on, like, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to look back on this and you're going to say that was a tough few months, but it's like that, the blip on the long term, you know, if you're, I don't know, how long is your lease on the space?
10 years.
Yeah. 10 years. And so you're going to look at that first few months and, you know, you're going to say, ouch, but you know, you have the 10 years to build this business of your dreams and to start looking at, And the outlook, I think, for your multiple locations, it is the time. And so I think, I'm totally in the camp of if you guys can just get through these first few tough months, which are always challenging, the ramp up, you know, can be tough in general, the demand will be there. And especially Houston, lots of traffic, you know, people driving, like, And so you're so well positioned to capture that demand when it comes and there's just a delay. We just have to hang in
That's
there.
True.
It's coming.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. But one thing I do want to say is that I appreciate about the pandemic or the challenge is it requires you to think outside of the box.
Yeah.
Like Faith said, okay, we had one strategy, but we need to figure out what the issue is and how we can fix that issue. Yeah. If people are feeling uncomfortable, yeah. they're not feeling safe, how can we make them feel safe yeah. in their business?
What's the messaging? Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. The messaging. Or if there were opportunities where people felt like the only way they can get something done is if they were in the same building or in the same room, that's the only way they can get something done. Well, why don't we give them opportunities to meet in separate areas or be able to meet over video conferencing or yeah. anything, just try to meet the need, whatever it is. And that's been the drive as well.
Yep. And your space, is it fairly office heavy?
It is. It's we have 52 offices.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah. So great.
We definitely have a lot of space for private.
Private. Office. Yep.
And our conference rooms are really big as well for this spacing. And we have access to a training room.
Good.
At 60 people. And so definitely a lot of space.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, we're going to have a lot of space. You know,
yeah. everything's bigger in Texas.
Totally. Right. I temporarily forgot, but I think you're also well positioned with all the private space. So are you starting to see that? Are you getting leads coming in or is it kind of a quiet period with kind of the ups and downs?
We would always love more leads.
Says every entrepreneur and business owner, right? Even right. if I'm full, I would right. love a bigger waiting list. Yeah.
But no, you're right. We actually have been getting leads and been closing deals. So, like I said, we're just finding people where they are. Whatever their need is, we have some plan to be able to fit that need, whatever their business is. So,
yeah, I love that mindset. And Office Evolution has also always been really strong with virtual office offerings. So have you started building that program as you've opened as well?
Yes, especially during the pandemic when people want, well, like Carrie said, whatever your need is.
Yeah.
If your need is, I don't feel comfortable coming into a physical space, yeah. then yes, we have seen an uptick in business addresses, virtual assistants, just different things like that. So yeah, there's we have a little bit of everything for everyone.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. I love that. And I think that again, will continue to grow, but I know a lot of brands don't necessarily focus on that offering. And I think that's a strength of Office Evolution that they've always had that as a core part of their strategy because people keep paying, you know, during the pandemic, you know, we haven't seen a big drop off in that business. And I know you're just getting started, but in 10 years, you'll probably see another cycle and you'll be happy to have grown that business. And I think that's probably the other thing, right? For you guys just starting, like you're going to have your armor, you know, it's going to be all built up. Ready. Like show us what you got after this, you know? Okay. So tell me Houston Energy Corridor, do you primarily cater to energy type companies or is that just a location? Like who's your sort of perfect member? Who do you serve? Like who's the person that walks in the door and you're like, oh yeah, we're perfect for you.
So we actually have a wide range of perfect members.
Okay.
So we are in the Energy Corridor. If you don't know a lot about the Houston Energy Corridor, it's one of the main hubs for the energy industry.
Okay.
So there's the big names, all the big oil industry names that you know of. They're probably in the Energy Corridor. So we cater to those as well as any other solopreneur, entrepreneur or yeah. a solopreneur, all the way to those large companies that either need to expand quickly yeah. or ramp down quickly. And right now in a pandemic, unfortunately, there are a lot of companies that need to find other ways to work with their either clients or work with their employees.
Yeah.
And so we would cater to that wide spectrum. It's really flexible space. So of course you understand you can have an office for a day or for 12 months or beyond. But it allows us to be flexible from the solopreneur all the way up to the larger company that just needs to ramp up or ramp down quickly.
Outside of maybe pandemic sort of special arrangements, what is your typical term for an office? Is it a 6 months, a year, a month?
Well, that's the beauty about this model. It's flexible. So it allows you know, any professional to be able to expand and contract as needed. So, like Carrie said, if it's, you know, a day office or if it's a month, I mean, we can work with you. Whatever.
Ultimate flexibility. Yeah. I was just curious because I think some operators have gotten nervous about the 30-day, you know, ability to opt out, you know, during something like a pandemic. So I always like to ask that just to see how people are approaching the ultimate flexibility, because you've signed a 10-year lease. You do not have ultimate flexibility. So you're passing along this like tremendous benefit to folks to be a lot more flexible than you are.
Yeah, but I also feel like we're meeting a demand. I mean, where other, like you said, other people aren't doing it, and we are. And I think that is going to be maybe the foundation of our success early on.
Yeah, good. Yeah, no, I love it. It's like kind of know what's working. So in your process of kind of opening and just starting to ramp up, you literally, have you done kind of a grand opening, or are you sort of soft open? You mentioned June 15th as your official date, which was 2 weeks ago.
That was our soft open.
Okay.
We hope to have our grand opening 2 months from now. But that's all to be determined.
Yeah. We're holding off on the party until we can, a little more comfortably gather. So just coming, obviously well-equipped, like, you know, with brain power, but there are always challenges in starting a new business. Like for people who are listening, who are thinking about opening a space or kind of relating to getting started, what are a couple of challenges that you would share that you've encountered that maybe you didn't expect?
Besides the pandemic?
Yeah, right. Good point. Yes. Besides, right. Sorry. Yes.
I'm sorry. Because I really feel like that has been
Yeah. That's just overwhelming. Like everything else is like, oh, whatever. Construction problems, whatever. Yeah.
to be truly honest, that's true. Because our, we did have some items in our construction that made our schedule slip a bit. However, because of the pandemic, it actually works to our benefit, because our initial plan was to open or have our soft opening in April.
Right. So you're perfectly happy to have construction delays. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Good. Okay. Right. So that's easy. Well, I guess, so maybe this is hard to answer because of the pandemic. What have you found to be sort of most enjoyable and rewarding? I feel like you have big hopes for this business, and it's probably easier to ask in a few months when, you know, you're more settled in. But so far, what is it that you love?
Well, I guess for me is just to see our, you know, our hopes and dreams come to fruition. I mean, it's been an amazing journey, and you know, it's not done yet, but just from the initial steps of, like I said, finding the location, going through construction, it's been a really, really good journey thus far, despite it all. So,
and of course, mine is, you know, family is my drive.
Yeah.
So it's been really fun working with my family. I feel like they're my friends. They're cool to hang out with, and they're cool to work with. So I've really enjoyed that. It's something that I wouldn't give away for the world.
So how do you handle it? Have there been any, or do you have a plan if there haven't been any yet? How do you handle disagreements? Yeah.
It really hasn't been.
You guys are making this sound too easy. Partnerships in general can be hard, right? Like anytime someone comes to me, it's like, I'm thinking about a partner. I'm always like, oh, I don't know. I would be really careful about that. But, you know, and you guys are, you know, so interconnected. Mm-hmm. So good.
I think that's the benefit, because we're so interconnected. I know that a decision that Faith makes, she's not going to make it to the detriment of me, because it'll be to the detriment of her.
Right.
So
it's all okay, right. Everybody's aligned. Like, right. Exactly. You want the best for the business and for.
Yeah. And then we have a Thanksgiving dinner we have to come back to.
Right. Right.
It totally. You better not mess up, because I'm going to see you at Thanksgiving. Right.
So are you a turkey family or some other tradition?
pretty traditional turkey stuffing, all that dressing and everything.
Dressing.
Lots of it. Yeah. So I'm curious, I didn't put this on my list of questions, but I have to ask, given you're in Houston, you know, some of the diversity challenges that have been happening in our world, is there anything that you're doing as a team to kind of, you know, besides being yourselves, welcome, you know, be more inclusive, to sort of actively, you know, bring a diverse community into your space? I think from an operator community, this is something that's kind of on all of our minds, and thinking about, we're business owners, you know, and we're visible, and we're creating a culture, and we're creating a community. And it's important for us to be thoughtful and intentional, more so than we've ever been before. And I would love your perspective on kind of how you're thinking about that as a group.
Maybe comes to us naturally, because we're minorities, that we do advertise on different platforms that others may not have access to or even know about. And just naturally being in Houston, being so diverse, especially with oil and gas, we have clients from the Middle East, Asia. So
it's a little melting pot already.
I mean, it's so diverse in our center already that, like I said, I think it just is going to come naturally for us because of our background.
Yeah. And you kind of located yourself in an area where that is more natural, and location, makes a difference and is important. And I think that's one of the intentional aspects that we can all be thoughtful about. I love your story. I can't wait to hear more. Well, speaking of marketing, what people always love to hear, sort of tactics, what is the marketing approach that's working best for you right now?
Right now, it's been social media. And so, of course, we have those CRMs that we're working with, HubSpot.
Yeah.
We're working with to get leads. But social media has been a big thing for us. We have seen a lot of where they're sharing videos and people are learning of our names and learning that we exist, because that was the biggest challenge. In this area, Office Evolution is still a very new name.
New.
A lot of people don't know who we are. There are other competitors around us, a lot of other competitors around us. So that was the challenge, is to at least say, hey, we're here.
And try to kind of stand out and show what you stand for. Yeah,
exactly. So it's been that. It's been the online brokers and then social media.
Okay.
And one thing that I am trying to get more comfortable with is the whole Facebook Live, LinkedIn Live videos, because people like to see that you're a normal person.
Behind the business, especially for you. Do you kind of talk about the family ownership as part of your?
I don't.
Not yet. Yeah.
But I may forward. But it is one of those things where people like to see that you are a normal person. And business, as you know, is centered around relationships, whether family relationships or friend relationships. People like to work and be around people that they like.
Yeah.
So I want to show them that, hey, we are real people. We are nice people.
You're very likable. Yes.
At least I think so. And just to show the face behind the business, to say, hey, come see us. We are here to support you guys in your dreams and your endeavors.
So. Yeah, I love it.
Your video went viral. How many people did you have?
tell me about it. Yeah.
So my first video, we were doing a construction video to say, hey, coming soon.
Yeah.
We still had construction workers in the space, and I walked them through it. I had my little Office Evolution hard hat.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I had to talk myself into just pressing the live button. I stood there for probably 5 minutes, like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this.
Yes.
So I finally just did it, and it had like almost 2,000 views.
No.
That was huge to me. Yes, that is huge. I know it's a celebrity. 2,000 views is nothing. But
no, I think that's not the case at all. 2,000 views is incredible, especially because you're new, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. So there's a lot of people just sharing it. So we were excited. So I tried to do that.
I love that. I think it's a good lesson. Like, people love, to your point, like the behind the scenes, to get a little view of like, what's, you know, what's something that doesn't look all buttoned up and polished. And, but I mean, it's also an example. You guys have all this, you know, sort of corporate professional experience, and then you have to do things like Facebook Lives, which no one asks you to do, you know, in your oil and gas job, right?
No.
And, you know, you're super smart and you're super capable, and hitting that live button can be a scary. Yeah, totally. That's one of those like entrepreneurship things. You have to kind of put yourself out there and get used to it. So I love that. That's great. Do you encourage your members to share?
Absolutely. One thing that we've benefited from is our Google reviews. We've gotten more interest from people seeing the experiences of our current members. So we want the truth. If, like I said, people like to work with their friends and around their friends, and they trust their friends. So we definitely encourage that.
I love it that you're 2 weeks in and you're already focused on the Google reviews.
Oh, yeah.
it matters. Totally.
Definitely.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us today and, you know, sharing your experience so far. We'll have to check in like a year when you're, you know, well in, maybe working on second location. Will your next locations be local? Is the Houston market kind of the plan?
Yes. Absolutely. Don't know exactly where yet in Houston, but in the greater Houston area.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you've gotten started and you'll learn a lot about this location and kind of what works. And that's the best thing you can do is get started. You're learning. So you're on your way.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Yay. Congratulations to the family.
Thank you.
Love your story, and thank you for sharing it with us, and best wishes over the next few months as we hopefully get a little more, maybe a year. We should be realistic. It may be a year where things are kind of dicey, but you have 10 in front of you, plus, you know, plus your other endeavors. So we'll all hang in there. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much, Jamie.